You want a partner that cheers you on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to bat for you. And even if they don't really believe in you or think you deserve what you want, mm-hmm. they can convince you enough when they're lying.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what we have here. And why this woman would even attempt to do this is bizarre. And I get that maybe she didn't think it would get back to him.
Yeah.
But if she succeeded, the guy would have had some questions, which our company would have had to answer.
Right.
And the fact that she would even want this.
What's her motivation?
I mean, at best, it makes her selfish.
Yeah.
At worst, she's a monster.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Okay, so all submissions for WCMF's 2025 Rochester Sexiest Dad have to be in tomorrow by noon.
Yeah.
We are approaching 40 of the sexiest dads you have ever seen at WCMF.com. And keep in mind, the winner walks away with a watch.
Nice.
Valued at $500 from our friends at Heritage Jewelers. And Kimmy, when we started this a few years ago, I think we envisioned wives and girlfriends being excited to submit their guys.
We didn't assume initially that the submissions would come from the dads themselves.
Yes.
We thought it would be more, you know, your dad or your family member, your husband.
Yeah.
That's who would be doing most of the nominations.
Yeah, and I mean, Tommy, it would make sense a woman would want her husband up there, sure. right? You love him.
Parade him around.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, at the very least, you'd be cheering your guy.
Well, you got to stand by your man.
I mean, Kimmy, we've even seen ladies in the past run like full Facebook campaigns.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This woman we're going to talk about is not one of them.
Well, she too.
Okay, so we have coworkers here that work in a different department that are running all of the submissions.
Yeah.
They get them. They have to go through them. They have to reach out. There's like a whole legal process mm-hmm. to make sure that that person on the website is the person that submitted the
picture. It's clean. Yeah.
You got it. It's clean. Now I'm looking at some of their pictures. They ain't all clean, bro. So I'm going to leave some names out.
All right.
This came from our listener submission page on WCMF.com. It's a little box you can write us messages.
Yeah.
All right. Quote, please remove, and it's the guy's name, from Rochester's Sexiest Dad competition. He no longer wishes to be a part of it. Thank you very much.
But he submitted the picture?
So here's the thing. Yeah. All we know here is the picture was already submitted.
Yeah. All right. So it's in.
Yeah. And then he was on the website. And then we get this.
She wants to pull it.
Well, we don't know it's she yet.
Oh, okay.
All right. Our coworker upstairs reached out to the guy via the email he gave us when he submitted the picture.
Yeah. Hey, what's the problem?
He didn't know anything about this.
Oh.
And she was very confused.
Yeah.
So she then FaceTimed with him to ensure that he was the guy in the picture.
Yeah.
So then she responded to the email left in the submission saying they must be mistaken. We just talked to the guy. He's okay with it. And they got this email in response.
Yeah.
And I know this is confusing. It's bizarre as hell. Quote, blank is my husband. He didn't tell me he was going to do this. My mother and aunt told me his picture was up, and it's been embarrassing. I just talked to him about it.
Yeah.
He'll be reaching back out to request the picture come down. So that was sent on Tuesday. His picture is still on the website.
Okay.
So it seems he did not reach out. Mm. And by the way, there was nothing embarrassing about this.
Yeah, but what's the picture?
No, it's just him standing there. And again, I don't want to give away too many details.
Get the shirt on?
I don't want to give away too many details.
All right.
Shirtless or non-shirtless. All right. He's not embarrassing. He is clothed. Okay. He's a normal-looking guy, just a dad. And the only reason we know about this in the room is because our coworker, who was taking all the submissions, was so confused about what was happening, she came down to ask us if we knew anything about it.
So it has to be the wife thinking it's degrading.
That's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's embarrassed by it for whatever reason.
She thinks it's
okay.
You look foolish or something like that.
Yeah.
Or jealousy, I guess, too.
I don't know.
Well, she said, okay, I'll read you what she emailed back. My mother and aunt told me this picture is on the website, and it's been embarrassing. I just talked to him about
it. So it's degrading.
Because,
they thought it was disgusting or embarrassing, so they put that in her head.
Okay.
Because that's the chain of command, right? Well,
I didn't think that a married woman with a grown-ass man would go around her husband.
I wouldn't either.
Thanks to her mother and aunt to get his picture off a website for a sexiest dad competition.
Could she also be doing it? Because I don't know how familiar this woman is with how the contest works.
Okay.
But we do see for a while how many votes each dad gets as the voting goes on.
So that will be happening next week.
Is she worried that this is going to hurt his ego? Like, is she trying to get ahead of, like, this guy's disappointment?
Okay.
No.
Well,
And I say that only because
here's the thing: like, what if his photo is next to somebody with like, you know, 200 votes, and he's got like two. Like, she
should have three, her mother, her aunt, and her, right?
Like, she may think, like, this is going to get embarrassing for you. I got to get ahead of this.
That would be a great take, except for the fact that the mother and aunt got involved early and gave her the heads up. So they were motivated to tell her about it.
True.
Which tells me they think it's degrading and embarrassing to me.
All right. So there's a lot of things that are happening all at the same time here that I think we need to talk about. First off, it feels like her going behind her husband's back here is an evil thing to do.
Oh, she's a sneak.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She's a straight-up sneak.
She's a sneak. She's a sneak thief!
Yeah. Well, he's going to notice that his picture's not up there anymore. I would assume if he submitted it, he's like keeping an eye on it.
Kimmy, does she have the right to say take it down, do you think, as his wife?
I wouldn't think. I mean, I would, without a conversation, it's a little mean.
Do you think she has a right to have that picture taken down?
No, it's none of her goddamn business. Okay. It's a stupid radio contest.
So if your wife did this, she would never write to?
Let's say
you're in there, you put your picture up somewhere. You didn't tell your wife. She sees it. She's embarrassed. She goes behind your back and gets it taken down. She wouldn't have a right to do that.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Oh, so you'd say something? Oh, to her.
No. I'm also in that coward contest, biggest coward in Rochester.
So then,
I am crushing.
In that case, you do think she has a right to take?
She doesn't have a right. I just don't want to deal.
Okay.
I am pissed, but I'm not going to die on that hill. I'm going to die on Alcohol Hill.
Okay. Alcohol Hill.
Calling me still.
Like, I know this is all really stupid.
It's embarrassing, man.
It feels like more than that. Like this is... like,
it's controlling.
Like, yeah, like, this is a legitimate marriage issue.
Right, because, like, there's other women involved in this. You know what I mean? There's, like, tentacles of, like, conversations going on here behind his back.
Yeah. And, I mean, going behind his back is one thing, but I think I'm more bothered by the fact that she didn't believe in him.
Right.
Like, she was...
And what does it matter?
Yeah, well...
What does it matter? Like, it's not going to change your life one way or the other, right? It's just a fun little contest.
But you should... Even if it's a fun, stupid little contest, you should believe in your partner, right?
Yeah.
No?
Unless she doesn't have much... Unless she doesn't think much of the guy.
But that's what I mean.
That would have to be it.
If I was this guy, and I found out my wife did this, I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, you want your husband to cheer you on in everything you do, right?
Yeah.
There are things that your husband has done that you think are stupid. You would never say that to his face.
Yeah, sure.
There are things you have done, like your entire career, that he thinks are stupid.
Yep.
He would never say that to your face. Okay. I thought it was your job as a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend to constantly lift up your partner.
You had to be Tammy Wynette, man. Stand by your man.
Or woman.
Or woman.
Which, by the way, I would watch that with Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette.
Back in the day, with standing next to her woman.
Oh, that would be very controversial.
Unless,
that would piss off George Jones. He might shoot them both. I shot them both last week just to watch them die.
It got really dark.
You brought her in with another woman. And George
said
doesn't
that she
play
was
that.
Doing lesbian stuff. And
we
you
don't
got
tolerate
her.
That down here.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry?
Unless she found, maybe this guy wasn't going to tell her that he was in it. Like, maybe she found out about it and was pissed. That's
I mean, no,
why.
That's a, she didn't know. But she says in the message, in the email.
I mean, she might just be wanting it down out of spite.
I mean, she says in the email that she writes back to our people upstairs. And again, 252-WCMF, you're just joining us. It's very convoluted. I know it's complicated. But we had to talk about this just because it's so confusing. Guy submits himself for sexiest dad. We don't want to give away names to embarrass anybody. His picture's been up there. We get a submission from our website, the little box, says, take this guy down. He doesn't want to be a part of the contest anymore. They then reach back out to this guy with the email he submitted it to. He goes, I don't know where this came from. I would like my picture to stay up there. They email the person back with the email they left and say, you must be mistaken. We talked to him. The woman, it turns out, writes us back, says it's her husband. That her mother and aunt found the picture.
Look at these two.
She says it's been embarrassing. She says she talked to him. He's going to reach back to take it down. But that was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Picture's still there. Our people would have taken it down immediately had he called and said, he's not doing it. She went behind his back.
Yeah, these two Budinskis got in her ear and, you know, shamed her into doing it.
All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Before we go to the phones, Jeff writes us on Instagram, at Duffy on WCMF. She's insecure. She doesn't want women looking at her man, a total control issue.
Could be. That checks off all the boxes, for sure.
Is that better?
No.
Well, I mean,
none of it's good.
Okay,
there's no good motivation here.
I agree, none of it's good. If she's jealous other women are staring at her man, I do feel that's better than being embarrassed your husband wanted to do this.
Does it make the cut?
Right?
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobbo. How are you, buddy? Bob, you there?
Doing good. Yep.
Go ahead, buddy.
Sorry, just taking it off mute.
You're fine.
Yeah, that text was spot on. She's jealous that too many people are going to be looking at him, and he's going to think he's got better options, and she's afraid to lose him.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's not like there's a mechanism for someone to, like, reach out to him via the website.
Yeah, but it's giving him acknowledgement that, hey, you know what? I'm actually not so bad.
All right. So maybe the confidence that comes with those votes.
Okay, but let's talk about that. Bob, are you married, buddy?
Yep.
Okay. Don't you want your partner to feel confident?
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't want to lose him. Maybe she's not the attractive one in the couple.
Okay, look at it. Okay, no, I'm not going to say that. all right, so, Bob, if your wife did this to you, would that be enough to end the relationship? And Bob's gone.
We lost Bob?
So, yes.
That's it. Sounds like a yes? Yeah. I mean, like, you want a confident partner, right?
Yeah, but you don't want a cocky partner.
Yeah, there's a fine line. Because
there's
you do. We've seen people here, like, have a major physical change, like men and women, and they become completely different people when that cockiness sets in.
Okay.
Confidence leads to cockiness, leads to just being
a dick.
A kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So then you agree with her?
Yes.
Wait, I mean, Kimmy. You agree with the idea that
could be why she wants
it down. If she wants it down because of the confidence, then you agree she should have done what she did because she doesn't want to be in a cocky dick.
Well, I agree with her. I mean, if she wanted him out, I disagree with her method.
But wanting him out.
Because he's walking around as King Cocky around the house.
Thank you for adding the why there.
I got it, man.
Really? That would.
I could see that as a motivation because to Kimmy's point, it's like a completely different person. Like you want Jekyll and Hyde on me.
Okay.
I mean, that does kind of change the dynamic of a relationship. You have a completely different personality now. You're not the same guy.
Alicia writes, well, no, that's not fair. If I gain confidence because I improve myself.
Confidence is fine.
Oh, my God. No,
confidence versus like every woman wants me.
Yeah, like you're just a braggadocious dick.
By the way, newsflash. The ugliest guy in the world thinks every woman wants them. Like,
yeah,
it ain't gonna.
But this would.
He's saying it. He's,
yeah, this would like validate that.
We were
feeling.
Talking about guys that, you know, get into shape, drop the pound. Next thing you know, like the wardrobe changes, the attitude changes,
their relationships,
everything.
Suffers.
Everything changes. And women, too. We've known with women that have gone through major, like, cosmetic changes, and then next thing you know, she's out the door.
We'll go back to the phones in a sec, 252 WCMF. Alicia writes us on Instagram, at Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Obviously, this Karen and her husband are in witness protection, and you blew their cover. Now they have to move again. That would be actually the best case scenario here. By the way, people are now screenshotting pictures of the dads to guess which one it is. You're all wrong.
Oh.
You have not guessed which one it is yet.
Well, keep going.
And I'm not going to tell you anyway. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
How's it going this morning, guys?
Good.
So this would definitely be a deal breaker. So I don't understand why her issue is that other women are looking. I mean, are they introverts?
Well, no, here's the thing. Hold on. Time out.
They live under a rock?
Time out. We're just speculating because she initially wrote us that she was embarrassed by the whole thing, or wrote our upstairs people.
Right. Well, she's embarrassed because she doesn't want other people looking at her man, which if she has that good looking of a man, why, and you're with him, why wouldn't you want people to look at him in an admiring manner and be like, damn, she did pretty good, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Why not?
All right, so when are you going to...
Why wouldn't you be proud of that?
So going down that road, Redneck, when are you submitting your picture so your wife can be proud of you?
I'm already on there, and I ain't getting no votes. There's two guys that are going to walk away with this contest. And that's Gary S. and Shay D.
Yeah, they are both two sexy men. But hold on, no. I mean, last year, Sexy Gary, we thought he was the hands-down champion, and he got beat. Hey, who are you on here, Redneck? I'd love to see what you look like.
Jim S.
Jim S. Oh, my God.
Hardcore.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I told you.
No, I'm just kidding. You're very handsome. You're a very handsome man.
Shirt on, shirt off.
How about some sleeves?
Patronize me.
How about some sleeves next time?
What's wrong with you?
How about some sleeves next time?
Is he doing a Larry? Is he doing a Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah, he looks like Larry the Cable Guy's illegitimate son.
Oh.
God, I hate you.
Redneck, great talking to you, buddy.
See ya.
There it goes.
So vote for Jim S. is a vote for Redneck.
Yeah, there you go.
We may have just thrown the contest. Aw. But yeah, if I was his wife, I would definitely be proud
of Redneck?
Of that.
I mean, he fits the name for sure.
You know what?
Like, that's actually exactly what I pictured him to look like.
After looking at this picture of Redneck.
Yeah.
And having this discussion,
mm-hmm.
I completely understand where this woman is coming from, and I'd like to rescind all criticism I've made of her up until this point.
All right.
Got to keep an eye out on your stuff, Tommy.
Yeah.
You turn around, bam, someone could swipe it.
Yeah, you get ripped.
And that's what one man is accused of here. And this story is unique for two reasons.
Mm.
First, police say he stole a living thing, which is normally rare.
That's really dumb.
Yeah. But more importantly, what led to the alleged crime is something no two dog owners will ever agree on.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 30-year-old man has been arrested just south of us for stealing a dog.
Wow.
Authorities say back on May 27th, the man stole the dog around 2:30 in the afternoon from a bench outside an office building.
That's a weird take.
It seems the dog was tied to the bench.
Okay.
After an investigation, authorities found the dog. Dog was totally fine, brought back to his owner. Suspect, meanwhile, charged with petty larceny.
Mm-hmm.
Got a court date coming up. Must not have been that expensive a dog if it's under $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't really spell it out, but like it sounds like the dog was left alone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's tied to the bench.
Yes,
right.
Outside of a building. Is that legal?
I've never seen that.
Oh,
with nobody sitting
really?
There with a dog.
You never seen that?
Usually when you do, it's because somebody abandoned the dog.
Right. I'm thinking the guy thought the dog had been like abused or left.
That's why
he grabbed it.
You've never seen someone tie their dog off when they went into like a store or a restaurant or anything like that?
Not that I can think of.
Really?
But just a dog by itself tied up.
Does that not happen in Pittsburgh? Mm. I've seen this. I see this all the time.
I don't see it often.
It sounds cruel.
I would agree with you. And I'm not here to victim blame.
I know what you're saying. Like if you're running in to grab coffee or something, you can't bring your dog in. But I haven't even seen that in a long time.
People just
like usually somebody's there with the dog still.
Okay. I want to know the last time somebody walked in like a Starbucks with a dog and they were told to leave.
People don't really ask questions anymore about the service dogs. All right, but here's the thing.
Okay.
This is something that no two dog owners ever agree on.
Probably not.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. How long can you leave your dog alone, tied up, in a strange place? Because let's say hypothetically, you take the dog to run some errands. You want to run into a store that has a no dog policy, won't allow. How comfortable, how long are you leaving them tied up for? How comfortable, you get what I'm saying?
I'm not.
At all?
No.
Not a second?
No, I'll take the dog home.
You're a little baby. I don't want my little baby to be exposed to the outside.
If I take the dog, let's say my wife's home, I'm going to take the dog.
Yeah.
And I tie the dog up somewhere and do not come home with that dog.
Okay.
I might as well just keep walking.
But what are the odds that someone's going to steal the dog?
I don't know.
I mean,
let's say the damn thing breaks the leash and runs off.
Oh, your super strong dog?
Hey, bro, you'd be surprised with dogs.
Bro, your dog is like a mop with eyes.
That dog has torque.
Yeah, I'd be worried, especially if I have a small purebred dog, that somebody's scooping up that dog. Because
little Frenchie.
Because we've seen those stories about like the French bulldogs being swiped.
Little
like anytime somebody can pick up that dog and run with it, they do.
Okay, you're using one story of Lady Gaga's assistant.
Tommy is. There was a local story about a woman who had her French bulldog stolen.
No, I remember that. He said they'll shoot you.
Oh.
If they had a gun, they'll shoot you.
Okay. So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
How long would you leave your dog tied up alone outside of
there are just too many things that can go wrong with that. Like, somebody could say, oh, your dog bit me or something,
okay.
And then you're screwed. Like, I'm not doing that at all.
So both of you are zero seconds.
Yeah.
You are never leaving your dog alone.
I would be way too worried about it.
Okay.
I'm a helicopter parent when it comes to the dog.
You're not a parent. You own a dog.
I'm a fur parent.
You bought the dog. You bought the dog.
On the open market.
Okay. Capitalistic dog.
I'd also be worried about like judgment from other dog owners too. Like, are somebody going to try to say that I abandoned the dog? Are they going to take the dog out of concern
And that's what's so surprising about this, because to your point, Kimmy, we see people all the time like smash windows thinking dogs are in danger inside cars, right? So I would have thought, like, if I came out and saw my dog gone, my first thought wouldn't be somebody stole it.
Like a do-gooder.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what I thought when you said tied up to a bench by itself.
No, apparently not. All right, 252-WCMF. First of all, does anybody know if this is legal? Because the person who had the dog taken wasn't charged with anything, but then again, they went through all this stuff, so maybe they decided not to charge them? I mean, are we aware of any laws where there's a time limit?
You can just leave your dog tied up in a public place?
Because, again, I've seen this before. I really never thought anything of it until this story.
It should be illegal.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't do it with my dogs either, but my dogs are one stupid and one tries to bite everybody all the time. So you get stupid biters.
Yes.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this guy just south of us, 30 years old, arrested for stealing a dog off of a bench around 2:30 in the afternoon in front of an office building. The dog is fine. They got the dog back. The guy was arrested. However, it looks like the dog was tied to a bench while their owner was away for a little while. Both Tommy and Kimmy, far too good of dog owners to ever leave their dog alone for a second. But here's the thing. I say this with all due respect. Tommy's dog, he went all Pittsford.
Yeah.
Purebred, breeder. I got the lineage right here in case you want to go to the AKC dog show.
Grandpappy won an award.
Kimmy,
the war.
You adopted a mutt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't think anybody's going to steal him.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's what, like, I mean. I'm more worried about somebody saying, like, your dog bit me.
Understood.
It barked at me or scared me or, you know.
Snapped at a kid.
Yeah, like, there are just too many things that could go wrong. And, again, like, I'd also be afraid people would be like, well, why are you tying your dog up outside?
Okay. I mean, it does feel like, to your point a second ago, the more money a community has, the more you will see people trying to bring their dogs everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, in Pittsburgh.
Part of the family.
Every store you walk into, it feels like somebody has a dog.
You can bring a dog in.
On
pretty
them,
much.
Right? Yeah. Is there a place you've ever... Where do you bring your dog?
When I have him.
When is the last time you had your dog?
Oh, Home Depot.
You bring the dog in Home Depot?
Yeah,
so
I've
seen
a lot of dogs in Home Depot. That is like the dog store.
It's completely acceptable to have your dog.
People train
no,
in Home Depot. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, so you're training your dog?
No. But, like, if I'm going in for something, I'll have, not all the time, but I'll have him on the leash. Or her.
Her, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Two things.
Do you think I'm a douche?
Well, no, yeah, absolutely, but not just for this.
A dog douche.
Three things, I guess. One, you're a douche. Two, you said it's allowed. You're not supposed to.
No, you're allowed to.
Allowed and good idea are two different things.
Okay.
But I think the most surprising.
What's that?
About what you just revealed. Arnie, your dog, is a pit something mix.
Yeah.
It's a manly looking dog.
Oh, yeah. It's a P90X dog.
Yeah. So if your husband brought Arnie into Home Depot, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, because they look alike.
Well,
what do you mean it makes sense?
A man bringing a manly dog into a Home Depot, like that checks out for me. What's your dog?
It's a Westie. It's a little Westie.
Little white.
That fits.
Puffy.
She weighs about 18 pounds.
Yeah. No, I get that if it's Tommy.
He comes from Doodle Town.
Doodle Town.
Big Doodle Town.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
Doodle Town.
I'm just saying.
What's that? What are you saying?
Well, like, you're walking into a man zone.
Man zone.
With a bitch dog.
Yeah, because you're a little female.
No, yeah, I got it. No, I'm just saying, like, you're an itty bitty man.
Yeah. With an itty bitty dog.
You're an itty bitty dog in a man's world. That is a man's world. And, like.
What?
How did you manage to make yourself look like more of a bitch inside a Home Depot? You don't feel insecure about that?
No.
No?
Not maybe now. I don't know.
Like, I would feel comfortable bringing my Basset Hound in there.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd bring my Chorky.
Why?
Because it's like not a construction dog.
Oh, like you're worried about the way it looks.
Yes.
Not a construction dog?
I think you need a construction dog.
My dog has to look like a day laborer?
I think they
part of the union?
I think you need
a working dog, a farm dog.
No, that's the perfect way to put it. A working dog.
A farm dog.
Your dog needs to look like a working dog if you take him into a Lowe's or a Home Depot or whatever.
Because I'll take him to the landscaping places and stuff like that. And those gardens. Another one, Garden Factory.
Yeah, so she can.
She
run through
loves them. Garden Factory.
So she can run through the pansies.
No, she stays off me.
Okay.
But they give her treats and stuff, you know. I mean, she loves it.
No, that dog is more of a Garden Factory dog. That
it's
one
the
I'm
same
fine
thing.
With.
It's landscaping.
No, it's not. No.
Digging holes for trees.
Kimmy, is Home
mulching,
Depot? Is
stoning.
Is Home Depot the same as the Garden Factory?
I've never been to the Garden Factory, so I couldn't tell you.
Where do you get your hair done?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
All right, so like we talked about earlier, with the support animal stuff now, most places don't even ask questions.
No.
They let the dogs in. Are you okay with people bringing dogs everywhere?
Well, I'm a dog person, so
Oh, really? So you go to the bar?
Yeah. By the way, I've been to countries where they dogs will be in the bar. It's called Canada.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah. And Florida, by the way, when you go out to drink in Florida, people now, these open bars that are, you know, I mean, outdoor bars, there's just dogs. People bring their dogs and stuff all
over.
But I get
if it's like more of like an outside community. Like if you're in a place where everything, half of those places are outdoors.
Dogs always make me happy. Like if I see a dog, I'm immediately happy.
Yeah, it is weird.
So if I'm sitting at a bar and somebody walks in with a dog, fine.
Okay.
Kids in the car. Dog at the bar.
Sometimes I find myself waving to dogs and it's embarrassing, but I can't stop. Like if there's like a dog sitting near me.
Yeah, you hey, just,
buddy.
Yeah, it just makes you feel good.
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
Why?
I know it's embarrassing, but it just comes naturally.
No, I get like if a dog walks up to you, like, yeah, it's fun. Oh, the dog
I try to get the dog's
me.
Attention and I don't know why.
No, that's weird because the dog has not chosen you.
Mm, yeah, but it will if I'm nice to it.
No, you're just, well, you also always smell like beef jerky.
So when my I went down to Florida to visit my brother, and we took the dog, we drove down, we went out to dinner, and it was like basically where we sat was an inside dining area.
Okay.
And my brother goes, bring the dog if you want. I go, we're sitting inside. He goes, it doesn't matter. You can bring the dog in. He brought his dog. We brought our dog. We were two couples with two dogs sitting at the same table eating dinner inside with our dogs.
Wow.
And I didn't think that was allowed.
Wow.
But it was so much fun.
If a guy called up with that story, you would destroy
him. No, it was
You would light his ass up. I were at the restaurant.
They brought her water. They brought her treats.
Wow, he still got more details about the people eating with dogs
story.
It made
me feel good.
Wow.
I didn't want to leave her at the, you know, the house.
No, it's fine. Look, I'm not trying to take away your joy.
No, yeah, you are.
No, I'm just saying that was a really boring story.
But you asked about taking dogs
one
inside.
One time we went to a restaurant and I had a dog and my brother had a dog.
Two dogs, one table.
Two dogs. We ate our dinner with the dogs.
It was so Florida.
What do people in Florida do that don't like dogs or are afraid of dogs?
Yeah, because there are people that are afraid of dogs.
Yeah, and
if
you're afraid
of animals, don't move to Florida.
Okay.
Because the dog is the least of your goddamn problems.
Maybe that's true. At least it's not a gator.
Yeah, everything is bait in Florida.
Let me ask you this question. Because there are people that are afraid of dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Let's say you take your dog into a restaurant. Your itty bitty, little tiny, bitch ass, non-working dog.
Yeah.
And the person next to you, they look nervous. They're just darting their eyes at the dog. Husband comes up. So I don't know. Somebody comes up.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry. I hate to do this. They're terrified of dogs. They're not going to be able to stay here if your dog is next to us. Would you mind doing something about the dog?
What are you going to do?
I ordered
my food.
We were here first. And
they finders keepers are... We've got the, it's that musical chairs.
Is that what you're going to do? Excuse me. My dog has a right to sit here and not spend money. You'd be effing the restaurant, too.
How?
Because they're just these.
They allowed me in with the dog.
They're going to leave.
It's not my problem.
It actually is your problem because you brought the problem
if
in.
If I'm sitting down, I got me some cocktail and some barbecue shrimp and some grits.
So your food's already there.
I am not leaving.
That is such a dick privilege.
What do you want from me,
man? I want you to leave with the dog.
You know what? Go home. If you can't handle
you
outside.
You go home.
You can't handle being out in public. Go home.
Okay. So then if someone had a kid next to you that was screaming the whole time.
Go home. Take your kid and go home.
Jake writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, we started this conversation. 30-year-old man arrested for stealing a dog. Looks like the dog was tied to a park bench outside an office building. That person was found. The dog was found. Everyone's safe. But we're trying to figure out if it's okay, both of you say no, to leave a dog tied outside somewhere.
Yeah.
Jake writes us, you should never tie up your dog and walk away even for a second. The dog will be confused. If they can't go every place you go, then you leave them home or change your schedule that day. I would think that dog person is a bad owner.
Yeah, even if I see like a dog tied up in somebody's backyard, like that's how they let the dog out.
Yeah.
I just think that's cruel.
Really?
Yeah, like the dog, because the dog feels that tension on its neck. It gets aggressive. Like even on those runners.
Okay,
like, you
Caesar,
should have it,
shut up.
You should have it fenced in.
What? Well, not everybody can afford a fence.
Yeah, so let
then
your
don't
fence-
get a dog.
Oh, what, my
so you can't
God.
Have a dog if you don't have a fence? Like, what if
you have a backyard
dog?
Where you have to tie your dog up?
Yeah,
that's bad.
Just to go to the bathroom.
I mean, I knew people that they had the runner things.
Yeah, that sucks.
They put their dog on there.
Would you like to be in a runner?
Well, I mean, it's the dog going out to the bathroom outside.
But that's how it lives.
It's either that or I walk you around with a leash. I understand that,
but like you can direct the dog around. But like the dog in the backyard tied up is cruel.
I get like leaving the dog outside tied up. But that's that I'm with you on. But like to let the dog out to go to the bathroom on a runner doesn't seem like a bad plan.
By the way, I hate when dog owners do that. Would you like it if... I wouldn't want to eat all my food out of a bowl without my hands, right? Why not serve? Why not cut the food up, put the dog in a chair and serve it to him? Would you like it if you had to drink water out of a bowl with your tongue? Do it. No one would like that. They're a dog. Such an idiot.
You know, I'm very pro-dog.
No, you're pro-dog when it's convenient for you.
Right. There's no time I don't want a dog around.
What's the price limit for if the dog's sick?
Price limit? There ain't one. Wait, if my dog gets sick?
If your dog... Okay, take your wife out of it. What's the price limit for the vet bill for the dog?
Oh, it'd be ridiculous. I would try to keep the dog alive.
You are...
I can't let her go.
Oh, my God. Why you lie?
You think I put my dog down?
100%. I watched it happen. I see his tags.
He was 14.
Days. Yeah, could have made 15 if you had a little more money.
No, I mean,
weren't spending your second mortgage on booze instead of dog care. He's eating razor blades and patties. Oh, I love dogs. Nom, nom, nom. Would you like to eat a razor blade? Would you like it if you ate a razor blade?
Well, how about panties?
I would. Razor blade panties.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to see that woman.
Let's take a break.
That's one bloody woman.
I don't know what you're going to want here.
Okay.
Because you laugh your ass off at these guys.
Oh, yeah.
You love to see them.
They're super entertaining.
Okay, but that's just it. And then as soon as they do, you go, idiot, how do you not? La, 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 la. Because there's been a change in professional athletes, and it's good for them.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You only have X amount of years to make enough money to support yourself mm-hmm. for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Memo this man apparently did not get. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Allow me to introduce you to a man named Braden Swinson. You familiar?
No.
He is an edge rusher. He went to college at LSU, and recently he had the joy of being drafted by the New England Patriots in the fifth round of the NFL draft.
All right.
That is a hell of an accomplishment,
right?
You are in a percentage just getting drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And even getting drafted in the fifth round, he is getting life-changing money.
Damn.
Here's the thing.
Mm.
It's only life-changing if you don't spend it.
Yeah.
A video doing like a behind-the-scenes interview with him was recently uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah.
And they asked him, what are the first things you're going to do with your money? He tells the person behind the camera he's going to renovate his parents' house.
Nice.
And then he's going to buy his dream car, a Lamborghini Urus.
Okay.
U-R-U-S.
You're an ass for buying this goddamn Lamborghini?
That and more till 10 o'clock on WCMF.
He's buying a Lamborghini.
He's going to buy a Lamborghini.
All right.
So this,
by the way, it's a big man to be squeezing into a Lamborghini.
Yeah, he's an edge rusher. He may be 6'2", 6'3".
Bro, those things are tight.
Okay. Look, he's now trying to gatekeep Lamborghinis for short people.
Well, it's kind of what they're designed for Italians.
All right, so far you're fine with what this man wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, this year,
yeah.
Braden Swinson is going to make $669,000.
Wait, that's it?
Well, he's a fifth-round pick.
After, that Lamborghini alone's got to go half a mil.
The base model for this Lambo
and
he wants
ain't going base.
Is $250,000. Okay.
He needs the extra suspension.
Good chunk of your paycheck there.
And I bet you they do not sell a base Lamborghini.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm going off of
right.
with the website.
Okay.
Right? So maybe they
do. So $250,000?
Okay, so let's put it this way. If he buys the bottom level Lamborghini that he wants, that is 40% of this year's salary.
And then he's going to remodel his parents' house.
He wants to remodel the parents' house first, then that. So let's say he dumps $100,000 in a mom and dad's house. Right. So now you are sitting at $300,000, which is a lot of money, but let's keep in mind.
But you blew through half of it.
More than half.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could have brand deals and things like that.
Fifth round pick.
Yeah, but they come off of those NIL deals. I don't know how that works for those guys.
You make a good point. Could you Google Braden, B-R-A-Y-D-E-N, Swinson, S-W-I-N-S-O-N, and see if he had any NIL money coming out of
But let's
LSU.
let's say he gets a five-year career, which would be a pretty good career.
The average
right?
NFL career is 3.5.
Right, so let's say he gets 5.
Okay.
And the first year, you've already blown half of it. And if the first thing you're thinking about is a Lamborghini, that's probably not the only high-end thing you're talking about.
Valid
right?
point.
So he's going to go get the watch. He's going to get the chains. He's going to get the tats. He's going to get the boat, and he's also going to get himself a – because if you get a Lamborghini, You need a nice house to park it in front of.
You would think so.
But you're not putting it at an apartment complex.
Well, I don't know if
outside of Boston.
I don't think you're buying a house as a fifth-round pick. I also, though, would have said you're not buying a Lamborghini as a fifth-round
pick. Where are you parking it?
In the garage.
In a city garage.
I don't know, man.
He's going to bottom out. You're going to need a new oil pan.
He's going to bottom out. Well, yeah, but guys who buy Lamborghinis out of nowhere, bottom out.
True.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Tell Lamborghini makes all their money. Bottoming out service.
Yeah, he's going to go broke.
All right, is this guy an idiot or is he awesome?
Yeah. No, he's an idiot.
So he's
he's an awesome idiot.
No, you can't be both. Is he more awesome for saying screw it? Because he is kind of betting on himself here.
Oh, yeah.
He is. But it's even if you bet on yourself, you can't think long term. To your point, your body just gives out as a young man.
So he's under contract for 4 years.
Okay.
So he'll make around $700,000 for the first 4 years.
Right.
Right. And that's if his career goes well. The second contract is where guys make their money.
If he gets it.
Okay, but that's just it. I mean, it's not out of the question that he signs a $100 million guaranteed contract.
How many guys get to that?
Not a lot.
Right?
Yeah. But.
A C-Harris, C-Harris?
But, I mean, Stephon Diggs got there. He was a fifth-round pick.
Okay.
Right? Tom
Brady.
He
has a Ferrari. But he went
Ferrari. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Four man's Lamborghini.
252 WCMF, Braden Swinson, fifth-round draft pick of the New England Patriots and edge rusher, said that with his $669,000 salary after taxes this year, he's going to renovate his parents' house and then buy his dream car, a Lamborghini Urus, and the bottom model of this car is $250,000, which is 40% of his salary this year. What do we got for NIL deals?
It says he made NIL money, but I'm not finding – it doesn't really give you totals per player. It gives you, like, totals per team.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's a – that's, like, a rule or what.
I've
never actually looked up in a specific – deal before.
But he's not in a marquee position.
Well, but no, edge is a marquee position. And it's
I'm talking quarterback, receiver.
No, it normally goes quarterback, edge rusher for who gets paid.
It does?
Yeah. I can't find what he made.
I mean, look, he's an edge rusher at LSU. It's possible they put $1 million in his pocket.
Yeah, he's a top-notch kid.
But even if you have, he's a fifth-round pick. Even if you have $1 million in your pocket.
And by the way, he's going to destroy that Lamborghini.
Okay, that's what you're thinking about?
He's a kid with a fast car. He's going to ruin it.
Yeah, and that's why you buy a Lamborghini.
He's also a Southern kid.
I don't know where he's from.
He went to LSU.
Lots of people go to LSU.
They only draft from the South.
Kimmy, LSU only drafts their players.
Okay. So you can only.
He's from Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia kid in an Italian car, and he's a little bit on the plump side, and he's rambunctious as hell.
He's an edge rusher. He's like the leanest, jackedest guy you've ever seen, you idiot.
He will wreck that car.
Okay.
So
yes.
Not only is he going to dump a bunch of money into it, he's going to ruin the market value of it by dinging and scratching it up.
Ruin the market value.
He's going to bust that suspension.
Okay.
Rough-ass roads and crap.
I love how you say ruin the market value. Like, anyone that buys a Lamborghini is like, I'm going to resell this for more.
No, but there's like rich old guys that buy Lamborghinis that, you know, they're just show cars.
Yeah, but that sucks. Like, I never got, can we talk about this real quick? I understand an older cat buying a classic car.
Right.
You're going back to get the car you can never have. Well, you're showing it off.
They're hot rods.
That makes sense. What never made sense to me are guys like that are in their 60s.
Like a guy
70s,
my age.
Yeah. That will buy like a brand new sports car.
Right.
Because you would have looked cool in that when you were 20. You don't look cool in it now.
Going the speed limit.
You just look sad.
No, you pull up to the fancy joint and you got your 30-year-old wife who's also like the Lamborghini of wives.
Okay.
And you parade her around. It's like a show.
No, but again, you look lame. Like when you're driving in your ragtop BMW, right, your brand new model with your BMW white canvas hat on, you look like a dick.
But you're also rich.
No, just go buy a classic car. Go get some American Muscle or something. You fit in better in that car. Yeah. That makes sense.
But you look rich. I mean, like old guy in a Lamborghini. You know that guy's
I do assume
loaded.
He's rich. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You don't just.
You're Robert Kraft, man. You're driving a ragtop Bentley to the rub-out joint.
But again, but even Bentley, I'm okay with because that just screams old person.
Well, that's big bank.
Yeah. No,
Bentley is money.
No, I understand. I also never got why people buy Bentleys to drive. Aren't you supposed to be driven around in a Bentley?
You're supposed to be chauffeur.
Yeah.
Well, I always thought like Rolls Royce. You're right. Like the stretch Rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Bentley and Rolls were, because you also see guys buy Rolls, and they'll drive the Rolls themselves. That's to me, is like, you know, buying a truck with a plow attachment because you're trying to make the payments yourself.
Okay.
Which I respect if you need to do that.
Let me get there.
Don't buy a Rolls Royce if you can't pay someone to drive you around it.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. That is the message I want to send to America this morning. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Tommy has been in a mood this morning.
What'd I do?
Well, you're just popping off at everything.
What
did I say? People that eat hot dogs are busted. People that buy knockoff food are busted. Everyone that believes in Bigfoot's an idiot.
I just said they were low people.
Okay.